Halftime here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. And now joining me, East Sac County Raider boys soccer head coach Sam Ellis, who is also playing in a region semifinal tonight as they take on Western Christian over in Sioux City. First, coach, walk us back to perhaps the biggest game in the school history for your team. It feels like a long time ago already. You guys beat Kemper Catholic 2-1 in double overtime, your first ever time hosting a playoff game, and then you paired it with the best thing you could hope for, which is double overtime win, but a win overall, your first in school history. Walk us back to that one. A fun one, a hyper-competitive one, and your team comes out on the right end of it.
That game was fantastic, although I don't know if my heart can take it anymore, but we came out a little sluggish in that game, but then once Kemper scored, I think late in the first half, we kind of realized that what we had to do, we got the equalizer in the second half and then kept the pressure on. And then those last two overtimes were just a battle of wills. It just their attitude, their effort, their heart just came through, and they just willed the ball into the goal and won with about 3 minutes left in the game. And just to watch the celebration of everybody on that bench, everybody, our manager running clear across the field, you could tell it was a good moment, but now we have to focus on what's next.
You talked about it a little bit there of the team got down one, and the reaction was almost, lock it in tighter, where some teams get down one and it, unravels to a certain degree. What do you think really helped your team keep it together? I mean, it's a 1-0 game, so obviously it's nothing that's insurmountable. But with that first half, I mean, Kemper shut you guys down. You had some chances. And then in the second half, you get the goal. But what really kept your team locked in at the halftime break when you're down 1-0?
Leadership. I mean, this is a team of juniors. We have a few freshmen and sophomores too. But the leadership from the juniors and the two seniors, that's where it was. They knew they didn't want to go out this way. They just willed themselves to victory, and that it was a team effort. Everybody knew what they wanted to accomplish, and they went after it.
You look at those overtime games. I mean, it goes without saying, but the game can go either way. I mean, both teams locked in a battle in the first overtime period, and then the second overtime period, Isaiah Aragon gets the game winner. What were you seeing on that play? I mean, that's one of those where I think the keeper came out maybe a little further than he should have for Kemper, but you guys were able to get the goal over the top of him.
Yeah, we noticed that the keeper likes to come out quite a bit, and that we could probably use that in our favor. Elias, I think, was just putting the ball in front of the goal and hoping one of our guys could get it. I was telling him to go back post, but front post was wide open, and Isaiah just did a great job of staying onside and then putting the slightest bit of his head on it and getting it just over the reach of the goalkeeper. I mean, it worked out perfect.
Halftime coverage here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Again, joining me, East Sac County boys soccer head coach Sam Ellis. And now you flip your gears to a team tonight you've never played before in whole Western Christian, a team that's ranked high. Obviously, this time of the year, you're playing the best of the best. Give us some of your early thoughts on this one. Western Christian, a pretty solid team from Northwest Iowa.
They're going to be one of the few teams that are taller than us, but they also move the ball well, they communicate well, and their defense is absolutely solid. I think they've given up 10 goals all year, so you know that they're stingy and they're hard to score on, and they played a tough schedule. And what we have to do is we have to play East Sac soccer and just play with heart and put a goal in when we can. We got to capitalize on the chances we do get and limit the chances that they have.
To circle back to a game earlier this year, you guys played against Humboldt, a team that's two classes above you guys that was ranked in the top five. How does a game like that get you prepared for today against Western? I mean, Humboldt had it all going on that night when they knocked you guys off, but what can you take away from a stellar team like that and put towards tonight to help you guys pick up a win against a really good Western Christian team?
Humboldt's one of the best teams in 3A, and I thought defensively, we learn where we have to be and how we have to mark up when a team presses you and puts a lot of people on your back line. What we learned is we can move the ball against anybody too, because we put solid shots out. We moved the ball on them. It's just we didn't put any shots through the net.
And then last question for you, Coach. You guys have had a week to celebrate the Kemper win and then get ready for tonight against Western Christian. What has this week looked like, and what is the message to the team been? I mean, you guys are into the second round for the first time ever. Got to be a lot of excitement heading into tonight's matchup.
after Wednesday, I think the hangover from that lot, from the Kemper win was over with, and Thursday, Friday practice was more workmanlike, but it was a little bit lighter. The thing we've been preaching is just belief. I mean, every upset starts with one team and believing they can win, the other team not giving us the same effort. If we come with our attitude, our effort, I mean, no one expects us to win this game except for us. So we have to go in there with that kind of attitude, that kind of mindset, and just let the cards fall into me.
Sounds good, Coach, and good luck tonight. Should be a fun one over in Sioux City.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the coverage, as always, for all season. Hopefully talk to you again on Wednesday with another game.
All right, sounds good, Coach. And that was head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Boys Soccer. It's halftime coverage, and it continues next right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL.